That was Mr. Max Geldray. Mr. Geldray is always well supplied with work by his agents. In fact, his bank balance now stands at £480 in bright red letters. Now, we return you to the story, The Lost Colony.
Yes, I paddled my zinc bath towards my rightful heritage. After a mere 13 months, I entered the harbor of New York and pulled into the quay. I was given an ovation. I still have it on my mantelpiece to this day.
What Nettie didn't know was an American company, the makers of Filth Muck, the detergent with the lead bubbles, had offered a prize of $20 to the first idiot to cross the Atlantic in a zinc bath dressed as a Red Indian.
As I lay in hospital recovering from my trip, the phone rang. In American. Hello, Gritpipe?
Yes, but how did you know it was me before I spoke?
Well, you're so tall.
So I am. But you too can be tall, Neddy. Buy my book, How to Be 3 Inches Taller.
Then what?
Stand on it.
Never mind those subtle jokes. What about New York, eh? When do I get it? When do I, eh? Hey, hey, my heritage! When do I get it?
Yes, well, you see, there's been a bit of a brouhaha, Neddy.
What?
Well, America, it appears, won't give up New York to anybody without a legal tussle.
But I haven't got a legal tussle. My folks were poor.
Never mind, Neddy. The woods are full of them. But first, I must get you an astute lawyer. Anyway, meantime, you must disguise yourself as a beaver, swim cautiously up the Hudson, at all times keeping in touch by telephone.
Right. I struck out with my powerful trudgeon stroke. By dawn of the needle, Nadal knew, I had reached the Indian reservation of Standing Room Only.